Blog Talk Radio.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you wish your girlfriend was raw like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was fun like me?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that make me. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Well, let's talk about sex for now.
The following internet radio show is for mature audiences only. That means, boys and girls, you must be 18 years of age or older to listen.
As the author of a popular paperback that deals with dating and relationships, one of the questions I'm asked quite frequently by many of my female readers is, why do men cheat? Why do men feel compelled to have sex with someone other than their wife, fiance, or longtime girlfriend? Why can't men simply be faithful? I don't possess a PhD in relationship psychology, so any response I have to offer these women would, for the most part, be representative of speculative theory. But there is one legendary psychiatrist who offered one theory for men's leanings towards infidelity that many scholars agree has a lot of validity to it. Dr. Sigmund Freud titled this concept the Madonna Whore Complex. You might be asking, just what is the Madonna Whore Complex? How does this syndrome affect men's sexual behavior towards women? Most men in society who entertain the thought of marriage tend to generally pursue a woman who they feel offers the best and most morally virtuous attributes of their own mother. In a matter of speaking, they essentially want a woman who will raise their kids in the same manner that his own mother raised him. Now, you would think that would be a good thing, right? Wrong. You see, the problem with this, as Freud's detailed psychoanalysis revealed, is that men don't like to look at their mothers as being sexual, kinky, erotic. For a number of men, the thought of their mothers being erotic and sexual towards any man, even in some cases their own father, is a disgusting notion. Therefore, Professor Freud argued, these men who want their wives to be essentially second mothers will typically step out of their monogamous relationship to seek out the sexual companionship of a woman who presents herself as having no morals or respectable virtues at all. Call girls, strippers, street prostitutes, promiscuous whore types. Can anyone say former New York Governor Elliot Spitzer? Freud argued that men who suffer from the Madonna whore complex can only thoroughly enjoy themselves sexually with a woman who they completely disassociate with the characteristics of their mother. The question becomes, where does this leave the faithful wife who wants to reveal her more kinky side to her newlywed husband? Now, she's sexually frustrated because her husband is essentially being an unsatisfying prude in bed. Now, she's tempted herself to step out and find her a man who will rock her world, produce multiple orgasms for her, and let her be the kinky freak she wants to be, and more importantly, needs to be. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the wonderful world of sexual duplicity. What you see is not always what you get. Joining me tonight to discuss this most interesting act of behavioral duality is an up-and-coming book author and motivational speaker whose current book on the market asked a straightforward question, can you handle the truth? Well, listeners, can you? Are you a man or woman who behaves one way sexually with one companion, but then behaves in a totally more erotically uninhibited manner towards a different lover who is private and discreet? To discuss this topic, book author Stephanie Jones is going to be challenged to get up front and straightforward with Alan Roger Curry.
Oh my God, is this the Alan Roger Curry of Mode 1 fame? Oh my God.
When I made the movie, it was never my intention to bash black women. What it's about is trying to show black women for the first time that some of the contributions to why relationships don't work actually do come from this.
So online dating actually allows you to get to know someone far better than if you met someone for 20 minutes in a bar.
I actually agree with that. I agree with Evan Hohart.
We were created to couple up, and I don't care who you are, how successful you think you have it, or how happy of a life you think you would have without a companion. We were created. created with a longing to couple with someone else.
Only God can judge me, and only God can judge these people. Everyone has the right to live their life, and who am I to judge a person for what they want to do? If it works for you, more power to you. Go ahead.
L.A. is like a meat market.
Don't I know?
I don't know what it is, but somebody's looking for something. So fried chicken is like women to me. I mean, it's just a beautiful thing. I even wrote a poem. Tastes just like chicken.
Miss McDermott, glad to have you here.
Alan, I'm just feeling a lot of love right now. Yeah, you got me all a tingling. So let's talk about
702 is up front and straightforward with Alan Roger Curry and Jimmy Jean-Louis.
Hey, what's up, Alan? What's up, Jimmy J?
Hey, how are you? Jimmy J, somebody knows me.
Oh, my God.
Alan.
No, you know, hey.
You're horrible.
What?
Excuse me, what is your name?
Alan. Alan Roger Curry.
Alan Roger Curry. I thought so. You don't beat around the bush, do you?
No need to. I keep it real. Up front and straightforward.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar, then have no fear. The camera's here and the microphones, and they wanna know. Oh, 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 yeah.
So chauffeur, come and take me away. Cause I've been standing in this line for like 5 whole days. Me and security ain't getting along. And when I got to the front, they told me all of the tickets were gone. So just take me home where the mood is mellow, and the roses are thrown, M&Ms are yellow, and the light bulbs around my mirror don't flicker. Everybody gets a nice autographed picture. One for you and one for your sister, who had to work tonight but is an avid listener. Every song's a favorite song and likes don't feedback. All the reviewers say you need to go and see that. And everybody claps cause everybody is pleased. And then they all take the stage as a performance for me. Like ha 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 ha, ha 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 ha.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar, then have no fear. The camera's here and the microphones, and they wanna know.
Yo, mode one. Gerard McClendon from Chicago tonight, and the McClendon Report. Right now you're listening to Upfront and Straightforward with my good friend, Alan Roger Curry. Mode one, let the women know, fellas, what you're really thinking. Ha ha, Alan Roger Curry.
Ha ha ha, that's right. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. We're on the Blog Talk Radio, Internet Radio Network, and I'm your host, Alan Roger Curry. And today is Thursday, May 8th, and I see some of my buddies in the chat room. What's up, Miss CBS Purpose One, the man with the smoothest voice on Blog Talk Radio, the Lobologist and the Merlot, Adrian Marcus Boston, the Thinker, Theo the Thinker 50. Catch a bottle, what's up? Hyper Choice, Dougie Slap, Lotus, I Do Radio, and I'm sure some more will be straggling in over the next few minutes. I'm glad to have you. Thank you for joining me tonight. Tonight we're going to be discussing the subject of sexual duplicity and legendary psychiatrist Sigmund Freud's theory of the Madonna Horror Complex. He suggested that the Madonna Horror Complex affects men's sexual behavior towards women. But before I get in that conversation with my guest for the evening, I first got to give a quick plug for next week's show. Next week's show, joining me 1 week from tonight, will be a stand-up comic and book author from Canada. He goes by the name of Ian Coburn. And he's written a very entertaining book, and it's entitled God is a Woman, Dating Disasters. God is a Woman, Dating Disasters. Most of the men who've read it love it. Most of the reviews I've read from men who've read the book, they love the book. Now, at least a few of the women who've read this book have actually had criticisms of some of the contents. So that ought to make for a very interesting discussion.
Again, his name is Ian Colburn. He'll be with me next week to chop it up and defend himself and talk about his book. Well, last week's show, that was something else, wasn't it? That show ended up attracting the most live listeners I've ever had for any show I've done. If you missed it, go to my page and download the archive podcast. It's called The Chasm Between Black Singles. The Chasm Between Black Singles. My guests last week were Michelle Hope and Natasha Dixon from the popular L.A. broadcast radio show Females Uncut. And I received a lot of emails about that discussion. A lot of people were both complimenting and criticizing one of the two, Michelle, because on the positive end, a lot of the men thought she was cute. They thought she was attractive. But on the negative end, a lot of people thought she got a little bit too sensitive about my peanut butter and jelly jokes. You know, she said she was dating guys who were struggling, and she would make them a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and they start clowning her in the chat room. My guests should never pay attention to the chat room, because 9 times out of 10, somebody going to be clowning them in the chat. Ain't that right in the chat room? Just say, agree with me in the chat room. The guests should not be paying attention to the chat room, because there's over a 50% chance they're going to get clowned. Michelle kind of paid a little bit too much. But I was just teasing. I just had to let her know that you got to cook a brother some fried chicken wings if you want to get a ring on that finger. You got to cook some chicken wings. I mean, if I meet a woman who can cook chicken wings and rice pudding with raisins, oh, Lord, I'm at Jared's tomorrow buying a ring for her finger. Chicken wings, man. That's right. Hyper said chicken wings, man. It's all about the chicken wings. Shoo, man, you got a sister gotta cook me some chicken wings.
Alan, you're stupid.
Peanut butter and jelly, come on. So she was just paying a little bit too much. So that's a warning for future guests. Do not pay too much attention to my chat room. I see some people falling in the chat room. Cruiser, Sassy Sass. I got to check out her podcast or her show. She had a good topic tonight. Kelly Champ, Anthony alias Mr. PT. What's up? Welcome to my chat room. I'm going to get to my guests in a second. But you know, I got to do my shout outs. Hey, in the chat room, since I've been messing with the chat room, hey, man, do the Mo One chant. I gotta hear the Mo One. Hey, so everybody that's the new popular thing. Mo One. Mo One.
Alan Roger Curry.
Mo One. You're up front, straightforward.
Mo One. Alan Roger Curry.
Mo One. You're up.
Let me start with that moment. Hey, Gerard McClendon was the one who created that chant, and Steve the Dean Williams was the one who made it popular here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Much props to those brothers. But real quick, before I introduce my guest for the evening, I want to give out my normal props. First off, many thanks to the co-founders of Blog Talk Radio, CEO Mr. Alan Levy, Chief Operating Officer Mr. Bob Cherish, the Blog Talk Radio executive staff, which includes but is not limited to Mr. John Sweet, Mr. Luke Armour, Miss Hillary Lee Wong, love all three of them, my broham and ace confidant, Stephen Curry, cousin Chicago, J.P. Jones, at the ball in New Jersey, Christopher Curry in Detroit, Alvin Spencer in Denver, all my fellow Blog Talk Radio Network fans. I can't name all of them, but some of them in the room, Nikki Woods, Will Wavy, Dangerous Lee, Lavologist, Sassy Sass, Tony Reeves Esquire, Kevin Ross, Michelle Hughes, Andre and Ambra, and just a lot more. How Elegant is in the room, Sandy, and just a lot of good hosts. Listeners, if you haven't checked out some of these people's shows, check out their shows, because there's some great talk radio shows on the Blog Talk Radio, Internet Radio Network. If you can't listen to it live, there's always shows available as what's called an archive podcast. Archive podcast. That means you can download it to your iPod. Like my show is available on iTunes. A lot of other people's shows available on iTunes, as well as their sites on here. What's up, Down South Georgia Girl? And, yeah, so check out shows. All the kudos to my people in Los Angeles, Chicago, Baltimore, D.C., Columbus, Ohio. Yeah, I'm just thank you for joining me tonight. What's up, Gina? I see you in the chat room. If there's a brand new listener to my show, let's say this is your very, very, very first time listening to my show tonight, and you're not familiar with my program, Upfront and Straightforward is a 60-minute, well, normally it's 60 minutes. Tonight it's actually 90 minutes, but three-fourths of the time my show is a 60-minute program, and it's designed for single men and single women, 18 years of age or older. And I talk about anything and everything that is directly, indirectly related to enhancing the social lives, love lives, and even sex lives of single men and single women in various cities across the country. If you want to find out more about Alan Roger Curry, Google me. I love me some Google. Google me, AlanRogerCurrie. Google me, and you will find out all kinds of hits. Good and bad. What's up, Michelle Hughes? Purpose One. Hey, can you believe Hillary is still in the race? Hey, I'm gonna tell you this. When you got George McGovern coming out of some secret bat cave in South Dakota saying that she need to drop out, then she need to drop out. I mean, it's obvious she's not going to win. I mean, if you're a Hillary fan, I'm not hating on you, but I'm just saying, come on, be realistic, you know. My county was factored in the race a couple days ago on CNN. Did you see it? Lake County, Indiana, that's where yours truly resides. We were supposed to be the deciding factor, but she's still winning Indiana. But come on, man. I mean, does she think she's entitled to something because she was the first lady in the 90s? I think, fellas, that she thinks she's entitled to go back to the White House. And you know what Jack Nicholson said about women who think they're entitled to something.
I don't give a damn what you think you are entitled to.
That's right. I don't give a... She needs to give it up. What's up with CSI's Gary Dardan, the one brother on the show? You know, the brother with the kind of, I don't know if you call it dreads, just kind of that, you know, lot. He got arrested. He got arrested in Palm Springs, California. He got arrested for being drunk. He was sleeping in his car. They said he had possession of drugs. I don't believe it. Gary Dardan seems like a good guy. The ladies love him. But, yeah, they said he got arrested. He had to post like $5,000 bond. That's a shame. I mean, now there are rumors. There are rumors that when the police officer asked him for any last words before being booked, he had two things to say. He said, I am innocent. And then he said, Mo One. That's right, chat room. Mo One. Mo One.
Alan Roger Curry.
Mo One. Up front, straightforward. Mo
One. Alan Roger Curry.
Alan, you stupid.
And finally, before I bring my guests in, what's up with Roger Clemens, man? I thought he was this innocent, wholesome type athlete. He had the cute little cell phone commercial with his wife, and now he turns out he was out there getting his freak on. See what happens when you are sexually duplicitous, and that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. And let me get right into it. My guest, she was born in Brooklyn, New York. Brooklyn in the house! Brooklyn in the house! But she currently resides in the Philadelphia area. She has an MBA from Eastern University in St. Davis, Pennsylvania. And she is the CEO of Word and Wheel Corporation, a consulting firm specializing in financial training, educational programming, and real estate, urban renewal, economic development. She is known from her previous stint as a host of a self-named cable network television show, and her book, Can You Handle the Truth? She challenges readers to deprogram their consciousness and preconceived perspectives on what is fact and what is fiction. She exposes myths associated with relationships, finances, religious institutions, incarceration, health, wellness, employment, and education. So on behalf of the Blog Talk Radio Network, and Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry, listeners, give it up for Miss Stephanie Jones. Stephanie, how are you this evening?
I am doing so well. Thank you so much for having me.
I know you said, man, this man is crazy. Now, you know I got to get you indoctrinated to my show, Stephanie. So do your best rendition of Mode 1.
Mode 1.
Oh, that was weak, Stephanie. We're going to have to work with you. But, hey, let me start off, as before we get into the whole duplicity Madonna horror complex. I know
you wrote
a book called Can You Handle the Truth? And it talks about a lot of the different facets to do with relationships, why they work, why they don't work. In your research, Ms. Jones, what do men tell you are some of the reasons why they cheat?
Okay, well, you have to understand that men are visual people by nature. So depending on where they are in their maturity levels and, you know, how they feel about relationships, let's first start off by saying that, you know, men are as faithful as their options,
mm-hmm.
okay? So there's any man on this planet that can have another woman. It doesn't just have to be you. Now, whether or not he indulges and takes that woman up on whatever she's offering is solely up to that man.
Mm-hmm.
But remember that men always have options. So the reasons that they told me that they cheat are different, of course. One is because they're not getting what they need at home. Two is their wives or girlfriends don't do what they like, even though they've expressed that as an interest. Three is they're not the king or they don't have the peacefulness at home that they would like to have. They find that elsewhere. I've heard things such as communication has broken down, the faithfulness has broken down in relationship. It's become a stressful environment and they can't really, you know, do them and do those things in a stressful environment. So, you know, there were a lot of reasons. And then there's some who just feel like they can cheat because they cheat just because they can, you know. There's no method or
That's like the old saying, why does a dog lick its testicles? Because it wants to and because it can.
Because it can, right.
Now, what do, similar related question, what do men in your research, and I've seen that you've done a lot of extensive research interviewing different men and women about their take on relationships, what are some things that men tell you that they want in a romantic partner that would make the relationship work?
Well, let's just start by saying this. You know, I would say the overwhelming consensus of men across the board, no matter what age or economic background or education level or ethnicity, anything, you know, men really want women to have standards. They really do. And I don't know how we got off of the mark there, but men do like classy women and they want women to have standards. And sometimes it's even more so a challenge for them when you don't put up with what they're trying to dish to you, if it's not where it should be or if it's not coming how they should be. So they do want women to have standards. They love women to take care of themselves, you know. It's not like you have to have a lot of money. You have to have a lot of bling and look nice, you know. Men like women who look nice. And look nice doesn't mean the finest thing, but look like you take care of yourself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Manicured, clean nails. You know, your feet don't have to be jacked in sandals. If you know they're out, take care of them. Take care of that look right there. You know, just look nice. Look presentable. Men love a lady. Carry yourself like a lady. Now, don't get me wrong. They'll look at the one who's not presenting herself as a lady, but they can appreciate a woman who acts like a lady.
Well, see, that kind of leads me right into this discussion. I don't know how many listeners are familiar with the legendary psychiatrist Sigmund Freud. Some people called him a genius. Some people called him a wacko. He had a lot of theories and philosophies to do with not just relationships in general, but particularly sexual relationships, men's sexual behavior towards women, women's sexual behavior towards men. And one of the things he talked about, one of his theories is well known. It's called the Madonna whore complex. And that's essentially, without getting sounding too academic in my definition, in layman's terms, when you have the Madonna whore complex, that means you want to date and marry a woman who you perceive as virtuous, innocent, wholesome, a woman who resembles the best qualities of your mother. But the problem with that is men who suffer from that complex, they don't want to get kinky and freaky with that woman. They look at that woman as the mother to their children. Matter of fact, Stephanie, I don't know if you saw this movie. Did you see this movie called Analyze This with Robert De Niro and Billy Crystal?
You know what? I think that's an older movie, and I believe I did, but that was a long time ago, a couple years ago, right?
Oh, yeah, it's been more than a couple years. But there's a scene in there that relates to this discussion in that complex is that Billy Crystal, for those listeners not familiar with the movie, Billy Crystal plays a psychiatrist, and De Niro is this mafia guy. He just makes Billy Crystal become his psychiatrist. And so he's interviewing him. And he's asking him, what did he do during the day? And De Niro says he went by his mistress' house and got a blowjob. And Billy Crystal's like, why do you need a mistress for that? Why couldn't you just get your wife to give you a blowjob? And De Niro just gets angry. He's like, what? If you ever, ever, ever say that again, I will shoot you in the head. Don't ever talk about the mother of my children like that. And Billy Crystal is tripping because he's like, that's your wife. But his attitude was, I don't have freaky sex with my wife. That's what a mistress is for. And even though that was done in a lighthearted way, I've actually had conversations with men, some, you know, my friends, who actually go through this. They cannot find it in themselves to be freaky with their wife. They want their wife to be the proverbial good girl. And they feel like they want to have a woman on the side that's freaky. Now, as a result of that, let me ask you this, Stephanie. Do you think because of that complex, and some women probably consciously or subconsciously know men suffer from that, do you think that's what creates sexual duplicity in women, that women want to present themselves on one end as the good girl so they can attract a husband, but when they want to get pleasure, they reveal their freaky side?
Well, you know what? Let's talk about that. The first thing is this. You have to understand that most women are not just freaks just because they're freaks, you know, and I don't think that's fair. You know, you have people who are at different levels of their own sexuality and being comfortable in their own skin. And a lot of things are pretty much taught. So, you know, you learn them from your mate, from your husband, from your spouse. So I would say this. I would say that I believe in my heart and soul, and this is not research from a man. This is just coming from a woman, mm-hmm. that a woman is whatever that man has the ability to bring out in her.
Now, you know, that reminds me of another movie. Did you see a movie called Girl 6? It's a Spike Lee movie.
Is that the one with the telephone sex operator?
Exactly. Teresa Randall. She plays an aspiring actress who
yes.
takes a job as a phone sex operator to make ends meet.
Yes.
The movie's okay. It has its good parts. But there was one exchange in that movie that just stuck with me because it's so true. She runs into her ex-boyfriend in a drugstore played by Isaiah Washington. And she's telling him that since she became a phone sex operator, she has more kinky thoughts. You know, she's just become gradually more erotically uninhibited. And so Isaiah Washington says, man, I dated you for like 2 to 3 years, and I never knew you was a freak. And she said, that's because you didn't know how to bring it out of me.
Well, I mean, the thing about it is there's really pretty much nothing a woman who doesn't love her man won't do for her man.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think that's how a lot of sisters get caught up in doing things that they probably otherwise would not do because they think they love these men and they think they're in love with these men. So they're convinced or, let's say, influenced into doing things that they probably would not do. And then when the relationship ends, here it is, they may be stuck with a tape, they may be stuck with an experience. You know, you just never know. And that's because when women love, they love deeply, they love freely, and there's nothing that a woman would not do for that man that she loves. There's just nothing that she wouldn't do.
Okay, but this is the issue related to this whole Madonna horror complex. What if you have a woman named Linda, and Linda has most of her life presented herself as, you know, the innocent, wholesome, good girl.
Because
she met Roscoe, and she wants to, you know, she got Roscoe to marry her, but now she wants to reveal her kinky side. She wants to be freaky and please him in every way possible, but because Roscoe is suffering from the Madonna horror complex, he never allows Linda to get freaky. But he got a little stripper girl on the side that he hooks up with for freaky sex. Don't you think Linda's going to become frustrated and ultimately just want to cheat herself?
I think what will happen is, well, you can't, different strokes for different folks. It depends on the person. But most likely, what's her name, Linda?
Yeah,
Linda
fictional
probably,
Linda.
Yeah, Linda will probably end up cheating on Roscoe.
And honestly, I've seen that scenario. Quite frankly, I've seen that scenario happen. I've seen both here, a couple times in the Midwest, and when I lived in Los Angeles, where, like, I work with a lot of women in Los Angeles, and I ran into at least a handful of women who were in that situation where their man, whether it was a husband or boyfriend, was being very prudish with them in bed. But they knew from sources that same guy, you know, had a woman on the side that he was being freaky with. And another question would be, do you think, you know, I know religion plays into this to one degree or another. Is it a challenge for most women to be, say, a Christian woman or a spiritual woman, but at the same time let a man know that they can please them to the highest degree in bed?
Well, the thing about it is this. The relationship between husband and wife is a sacred one. And, you know, when you're talking about spirituality and living the life as a Christian, I mean, you know, they're believers all the time. You know, and we talk the talk. Everyone doesn't walk the walk. And sometimes, you know, it's unrealistic to think that we aren't human and don't have the thoughts or the inclinations or the things that other people have on their minds. But the bottom line is the relationship that is blessed, that is sanctified, that is holy, is the one between husband and wife. And I can't see that there's anything wrong with a woman expressing to her husband what it is that she would like to have in the relationship and in the bedroom to please her and vice versa. And in the context of that relationship, the bottom line is you want to make your man happy and your man wants to make you happy. That's what intimacy is about. It's about pleasure. And sometimes it goes beyond the physical. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with expressing the truth if that's how you feel and if that's what it is. And I don't think that when you're married and you're with a mate that you love who loves you, that you should ever have to second guess what you're going to say. You should have a safe enough environment and relationship to be totally honest. And if that person loves you and you love them, then you can discuss it openly. And if they're not into that and, you know, you want to try some things, you should be able to articulate that and work with that as well. And if there's a problem or an issue, you can always get counseling. You know, there's nothing etched in stone. Be you, do you, you know. And being Christian has nothing to do with it. Love making is love making, and between husband and wife, you know, you do what you have to do to keep each other happy.
That's right. Keep me happy. The way to keep me happy is not to fix a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, but is to fix me some chicken wings. That's what I'm talking about.
Alan, you're so stupid. You're stupid.
I'm sorry, Stephanie. You had to listen to my show from last week. You know, one was talking about she fixing me and peanut butter jelly sandwiches. I got to have some chicken wings, women. If you ain't cooking me no chicken wings, nah, Cruz, I gave up the vegetarian. I tried that for like 3 weeks, and guess what broke me down? Chicken wings.
Chicken wings.
Okay, I'm going to give you another chance with the Mo One.
Mode one.
Hey, chat room, how did she do on that one? Did she do okay on that mode one? Because that first one was, I have to be honest, that first one was kind of weak. But no, that was better. That was
okay.
Better. But no, I'm going to take a break in a couple of minutes. But I want to ask you before I do my first intermission, do you think, I think we all know, sticking with the whole good girl thing, men are socialized different than women.
Yeah.
Men, we almost, for lack of a better way of putting it, I don't know if I want to say we get patted on the back for being promiscuous, but there's really no social consequences to a man being promiscuous to one degree or another.
Okay.
Unless he's just, you know, super out of control. Whereas a woman, they're not encouraged to sow their wild oats. And so I want to ask you, do you think sometimes it's too much pressure for a woman by parents, peers, society, church, to present yourself as this innocent, wholesome, virtuous, good girl?
Well, let me say this. First of all, the times we live in are so drastically different from way back when all of that was the case. So let's just be real about it. You know, sisters have lost all of that in a really big way. You know, I can't tell you how many times I've gone out and I'm like, but where are her clothes? So I can't necessarily say that portrayed image and that front of not even being promiscuous still exists. But whether it does or it doesn't, the bottom line is this. Women have to say what they mean and mean what they say. And
say what they mean and
mean.
Hear that, women? Women got to say what they mean and mean what they say.
Absolutely. And the thing about it is you can't play both sides of the fence. I don't care how you dress it up, how you look, and what you have. As far as I'm concerned, a man can always tell the desperados, the hungry look, and they always know the one who's faking the funk. It may take them a minute, but it doesn't take them long. So, you know, putting on a front to being one way and showing yourself to be one way as opposed to who you really are, that's not doing anyone any justice, not you or the person that you're having an interaction or relationship with. So if you're going to be that way, I think people will have more respect for you if you just say this is who you are. Be who you are. But understand there are consequences to being, you know, promiscuous.
Well, see, and again, I got to take a break. Hey, callers, I want to let my callers know. Most of my callers know my number. If you don't, it's 646-478-5710, 646-478-5710. If you want to ask Ms. Stephanie Jones a question or make a comment, contribute to this discussion, please do so. I'm going to quickly plug, and I'm going to plug it again later on the show. Her site for her book is Can You Handle the Truth? And it's with a U, C-A-N-U, letter U, handlethetruth.com. Can You Handle the Truth.com. And before I take a break, I just got to do another. Hey, chat room, give me another Mo One chant. Mo One.
Alan Roger Curry.
Mo One.
Get up front. Straightforward.
Alan Roger Curry.
That just cracks me up. But yeah, stay tight, Stephanie. Get a swig of water. We're about to do an intermission. I always do intermissions to plug my friends' shows, other people's shows. So, listeners, we'll be right back in a couple of minutes, and we will talk more about women being sexually duplicitous. Women being sexually duplicitous. Don't go anywhere.
Available at McClendonReport.com. How to find a good black man. 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 available at mcclendonreport.com.
Hey, this is Dangerous Lee. When you aren't being upfront and straightforward with my man Alan Roger Curry, you should definitely be keeping it dangerous with me and HP every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern by listening to Ask Dangerously Live right here on Block Talk Radio. Simply direct your computer to AskDangerously.com for your weekly dose of danger. And if you can't get enough of me on Friday nights, join me at MySpace.com/Dangerously.
Tune in to Touching Millions, hosted by Nikki Woods and Tanya Sherrell. Sundays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central on Blog Talk Radio. Be informed, be empowered, be connected. Together we can change the world one life at a time.
Change a life. Change a life.
Touching Millions is brought to you by A Million Women Strong, an organization designed to inform, empower, and connect women all across the globe. For more information, log on to the website, amillionwomenstrong.com.
Change a life. Change a life.
Touching Millions, Sundays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central on Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? This is your radio show host, Nikki Love. And I'm inviting you to come hang out with me on Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Sundays from 8 to 10 p.m. where we debate, we motivate, and we have a good time. Come check out the Nikki Love Show, and that's www.blogtalkradio.com/Nikki Love, and that's NICKYLOV. See you there.
Are you ready for the best morning show with a legal twist? Then tune in every morning to www.blogtalkradio.com/in the know from 8 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. for Legal Beat in the Morning with Attorney Anthony Reed. Tune in every morning to ask questions about legal issues, discuss hot topics, and start your day off right. Legal Beat in the Morning with Attorney Anthony Reeves on www.blogtalkradio.com/in the know. It's more than a show. It's an experience.
Single, lonely, confused, join me. I invite you to listen to the most informative and entertaining talk radio show on the internet for single men and single women looking to enhance their social lives, love lives, and or sex lives. Get on the phone right now and tell one or two of your single friends to listen to Upfront and Straightforward with yours truly, Alan Roger Curry, Thursday evenings at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, and 7 p.m. on the West Coast, right here on the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network, and my guest for the evening is Miss Stephanie J. Jones from the Philadelphia area. She is a motivational speaker, a CEO of her own company, and she's also the author of the book, Can You Handle the Truth?, which helps men and women improve their relationships, their finances. Now, we were talking about women being sexually duplicitous, and you were saying that women shouldn't be, they need to just be themselves, but I don't think a lot of women realistically buy that, because I talked to a lot of women, and they literally feel like the only way they're going to be able to attract a husband is to be, again, the good girl. Now, it's funny, I had a couple on here a few weeks ago. Everybody enjoyed them. Anthony and Melanie Clark, they have a book out called How to Get Over That Bitch and Grow Some Balls. I love that title. It just cracks me up.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it is. Man, people, chat room was lit up, man, when they were on here, man. They were great guests. But anyway, Anthony, he said something interesting that both in his book and in the interview, he said men shouldn't necessarily look for the good girl and or the virgin, because he feels like at some point those women are going to get curious about how it feels to be with, you know, another guy that's more freaky. He said he wants to freak because he feels like they've been experienced. You know, they sold their oats. They know what good quality sex is. Do you think – I probably asked a variation of this question already, but do you think a woman can be freaky without being judged?
Well, I mean, it depends on the man. Really, it does, because there are some men who can live with and accept a woman who is perceived as a freak. And I say perceived because there are different levels.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are some men who feel like, okay, if she's doing this with me, how many men has she been with? Who else has she done this with? Who else is she doing this with? And they really can't even handle.
Yeah, the egotistical insecurities get the best of them.
Absolutely. So, I mean, it really depends on the strength of the man. I mean, the other thing is there's some men who want to be the one to be credited with teaching her what she knows, or they being the one who has, you know, schooled her or educated her on how to be a certain way. And in that case, you know, kudos to them, and then they don't want her going anywhere else. You know, they take pride in it, that they were the first. They opened Pandora's box, and, you know, it's a wrap.
Well,
so
I'll tell you this. I hate to brag, but I schooled a lot of women on how to cook me some chicken wings.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you a little secret.
What's the
I'll
secret?
I'll tell you a secret. The secret to the best fried chicken wings is after you season the chicken with your herbs and your spices before you put it in that flour, sprinkle a little garlic salt.
Oh,
it's
shoot.
That garlic salt that hits it every time.
Oh, shoot. You trying to get on my good side, Stephanie. Oh, shoot. You get me hot and bothered over here, boy. Some garlic salt. Hey, we're going to take a couple of callers. I see at least two callers on the line right now. One is one of my normal listeners. I don't know. Sometimes, Stephanie, people just call to listen in. And then other times, of course, they have questions and comments. EVP, are you just listening or you got a question or comment?
I got a question. Yeah, I'm sitting here. We're just chilling with Roham and having a couple of stogies and a couple of cocktails. But I got a question for Stephanie. Since this is upfront and straightforward with Alan Roger Curry, tell me, where would you come down? And are you a freak or are you a prude? Break it down.
Am I a freak or a what?
Or a prude.
Or a prude. Let me say this. I've been both. And, you know, I think it just depends on who I'm with. I've been married, you know, so I had my husband for 10 years. We were married, and, of course, I was 21 when I got married, so you know what I was at 21. I was very much a prude, a big old prude, you know, very traditional, had not had a lot of experience. You know, my husband was one of my first boyfriends. And over time, you grow up. You mature and you discover yourself. And you become comfortable with your sexuality, and you're married. So in the context of that, you know, you become all things you need to become. So
that was a good diplomatic answer there, Steph. Now, let me ask you, have you known men, friends, acquaintances, or men that are part of your research? Hey, thank you, EVP. EVP is one of the most loyal listeners of Upfront Straightforward. That's my brother's Ace Boonkoon, going to be his best man in his wedding. My brother can just plug in my brother's wedding later on this summer. Have you met guys that in one way or another told you that they suffer from the Madonna whore complex, like they can't get freaky with their girlfriend or wife, but they can get freaky with other women?
Well, I can tell you this little story real quick. I did an interview with a gentleman, and he's actually in the book. He has his own chapter because he had two women. One he had been with, a common law wife. They had never gotten married, but she was the mother of his child, and she had stood by him through thick and thin, you know, and that was his common law wife. And then he had met someone who became his girlfriend and the girl on the side. And it was the girlfriend who did the wild and crazy things with him. sexually. He told me about one particular instance where, you know, she grabbed him and they just had sex in the street in the snow. At night,
Woo!
You know, and then how turned on he was by that, and just, I think personally that she turned him out. You know, that's
wow.
not something his wife would have done. Now, although he said his wife was an excellent partner, she was an excellent partner, and she did what he liked, but this girlfriend just was over the top. You know, she just had thoughts and thought things that just were just inconceivable, even to him. I can tell you that at the end of the day, he kept both relationships very separate, maintained both households, loved both women for years, and then finally left the wife.
Wow.
And he's with the girl who was the other woman's, and he's loyally committed to her now, and they're together.
Wow. I'm still tripping on Sex in the Snow. Man, that's hey, chat room, that's worthy of another Mo 1 channel. That Sex in the Snow, man. Mo 1.
Alan Roger Curry.
Mo 1.
You're up front and straightforward.
Mo 1.
Alan Roger Curry.
Mo 1. Sex in the Snow, you gotta just love it, boy. Give me some
but
chicken wings. And Sex in the Snow.
I have one better than that. I have one better than that.
You got there one better? Oh, you got, okay, give me one better than that, Stephanie.
There was another gentleman who was describing the last time that he was in love and his ultimate love experience, and he had gone out to dinner with this young lady, in fact, in a metropolitan city, I won't say which one, and this is in the book too, and they're leaving dinner, and it's about 1 o'clock in the morning, so 1:30. So it was when the clubs were getting ready to let out, the clubs and the bars, you know, people starting to leave or whatever, and they're walking back to the car, and all of a sudden she grabs him and she has on a dress and she starts having sex with him in public, right there in the street, on the street, up against a building. And, you know, she pulled him to the side, like in the towards the building. It was a little shadow, but that's exactly what they were doing. He said if the person who had their lights on the second floor who had the apartment had just come to the window and looked out, that's what they would have seen. And people walking down the street saw them. And he said what happened was when they were walking in and they would approach and see what they were doing, they would cross the street and go on to the other side. And she actually had sex with him on the in the sidewalk, on the street, with cars driving, people were coming out of clubs and bars and everything. And that was like the biggest thrill for him. And
I
turned
bet.
Him on.
I
and
bet.
And they're only not together because she cheated on him with someone else, and he could not handle it.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
You know, she kind of turned him out, too, and then cheated on him, and he just couldn't live with it because he knew what she had done with him. So.
Hey, but sex out in public, hey, I'm sorry. That deserves another Mo 1 chat.
Alan Roger Curry.
You're up front and straightforward.
Alan Roger Curry.
Okay, we're going to take caller, area code 773-773. You're now up front and straightforward with Alan Roger Curry and my guest tonight, Stephanie Jones. What's your question or comment?
What's up, Alan? This is Chi-Town Flawless, as you may know.
Flawless! 60 Minutes with Glenn. Check out his show, 60 Minutes with Glenn. What's your question coming tonight, partner?
Well, actually, I got a comment on a statement that was
made
earlier.
I feel a long comment coming.
I got to warn your listeners. It is kind of preachy because, you know, I got my Bible in my hand. You know?
Okay.
So I'm going to refer to Hebrews 13, chapter 13, verse 4, for those husbands out there who don't want their wives to be, what should I call it, to be free.
Okay.
All right? It says, in again, this is Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4, you know, marriage is honorable in all and the bed undefiled. For whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge. So if you're married, you pretty much do whatever and get as freaky as you want.
Mm-hmm.
So for guys who use religion as an excuse to judge their wives, and for those women who use the religion as an excuse to be prudish with their husbands, they're misinterpreting the word. And I'm not even a religious man.
What you got anything to say in response to that, Stephanie?
Well, I think I said the same thing.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, so you already covered that.
In the context of marriage, you should be able to tell your partner anything you want and do anything you want and come to some sort of agreement as to what's pleasing both of you, because there's nothing.
Okay, but now that you've mentioned this, though, I'm not going to say this church by name, but I was part of this church when I lived in Los Angeles. That has been mentioned on 20 shows like 2020 and in a couple of books as being a cult. And that's why I'm not going to mention the name of the church. I don't want to incriminate them. But when I was in this church, because, see, I believe that, too. I believe that once you get married, you should be able to do whatever you want to do. But this church, they didn't believe in oral sex. They didn't believe in anal sex. They didn't believe in porno movies. They didn't believe in sex toys. This is a church now. So if you're supposed to be, once you married under the God, you know, under the Lord's blessings, how can a church restrict what's fun for you sexually?
I mean, if they go by the Bible, it's in Hebrews 13:4. You could get as freaky as you want to get.
Well, I mean, the thing about it is, see, this is the thing. You have to decide what works for you. Because in all honesty, you know, if your partner is not a willing participant to what you want, you really can't impose that action upon that partner because they're not a willing participant. So you have to decide between yourselves as a couple what goes, what's a go and what's a no. You know, there are some people, let's be real, who are living out here who are swingers, and that's a go for them. You know, and there are other people who are like, I'm not into that. That's a no. So it's whatever works for you. Really, it is.
Yeah, matter of fact, I got a plug. My highest, most listened to show ever, on at least by archive podcast listeners, was when I had a guest by the name of Hot Honey. She runs a swingers club in Chicago. Man, I got all kinds of downloads for that show. But, you know, the swingers make a good point, though. The swingers make a good point, in which is this. At least they're upfront and straightforward about the fact that they want to get freaky. Whereas you got a lot of people walking around who are adulterous hypocrites and pretending to play the role of the monogamous husband or the monogamous wife when they know they want to get their freak on. You know, it's interesting. People ask me, and I'm going to pick on your gender, like women will say, why do men cheat? Why do men cheat? Well, my question is, why do women have sex with men that they know have a wife, they know have a fiance, they know have a serious girlfriend?
Well, I can tell you this. And let's first deal with the first part. The first part was, you know, the swingers and the woman saying, well, you know, these people pretending to be monogamous and they're hypocrites when they know they want to get freaky like that. See, there's a difference. There's a difference between people who want to get freaky like that and don't, who exercise self-restraint and discipline, and then those who just flat out are lying to themselves and their partner and are cheating behind their backs. So let's deal with that first. You know, just because that's something you want to do doesn't mean you have to act on what you want. You know, we're not heathens here. We have choice. We have the ability to choose. So if you are going to do that and you're going to lie and go behind someone's back, you're not only cheating your partner, you're cheating yourself out of the freedom to live the life you want to live and be happy about it. So, you know, that lying and sneaking ain't just hurting the other person, it's hurting you too. Because look what you have to contend with. So that's the first thing. Now, the second thing about, you know, the question about, you know, why do men cheat, and you saying, well, why do the women this? Okay. The bottom line with sisters is this. You know, my thing is, and I put this in the book, if every sister out there refused to be the other woman, then the man would either have to fix what is at home or step off and go to the next one. Free and clear.
I agree.
Okay? So now when you have women who don't mind being the other woman is for one of three reasons. One, either she's incredibly selfish and she wants to do her thing with every other man. So if she gets a man that has a woman, then she ain't got to worry about him on her back because she can do whatever she wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
So she's getting from the husband that is somebody else's, and plus having her cake and eating it too with every single man and doing whatever she wants to do. So that's the first one. The second one is so insecure and so lonely that she'd rather have a piece of somebody else's man than wait for a whole man of her own because she's just that desperate and she's just that lonely. And then the third one is the one that's been hurt so badly by men that she's just out to get them. So she just takes other women's men because she's bitter. Selfish, greedy, or bitter. That's it.
Selfish, greedy, or bitter. There's been a lot of discussion in the chat room and just in general that most of the time when monogamy is emphasized, it's emphasized related to marriage and or religion. Now, I'm not that big a fan. Huh?
That's not necessarily true. The divorce rate in the church is higher than it is in those professing not to be of any religious background.
Well, I want to ask. If there, let's say hypothetically, and I don't, I'm not really the biggest fan of hypothetical questions, but
okay.
I'm gonna throw this one out there. thank you, Chantel Flawless, for that comment. I appreciate that. What's up, poor chef? I see you in the chat room, Ms. Heartbeat. I see you causing havoc. But if there was no such thing, say, as religion,
yes,
or at least religion was minimized in society, it wasn't something that was highly emphasized.
Absolutely.
And say marriage, there was no such thing as marriage.
Yes.
Do you think men and women, and particularly women, would still emphasize monogamy to the extent that they do now?
Okay, let's go back again. First of all, where do we learn monogamy from? You have to understand where practices come from, where traditions come from, and their origins. And not every religion believes in one man and one wife. You know that.
True.
So there are. So religion can't even be the predication for monogamy because there are actually some religions that are accepting of one husband with multiple wives, you know. So,
because here's my thought, and 718, I see you. 718, I see you. And 510, I see you. I'm gonna get to you in a second. 718 and 510. Here's the thing, people. Again, this goes back to my comment. Women always say, "Why do men cheat? Why do men cheat?" I don't think any man. Well, maybe. Okay, I'll give a few exceptions. The vast majority of men, I don't think any man is born with a natural desire to be monogamous to one woman for 20, 30, 40 years. In the same way, I don't think any
person who's
fat and loves to eat cookies and ice cream and cake naturally wants to eat fruit and vegetables to keep their body in shape. You have to devote yourself to a lifestyle that's, you know, oriented around health, food, and exercise. And I think that's why they have marriage vows, is because you're committing to devote yourself to an act of monogamy.
No,
but
you're attempting to commit.
Yeah, you're attempting. But a lot of people act like, you know, like the default is the monogamous nature and the abnormality is the promiscuity, when in my opinion, it's just the opposite.
Well, guess what? I got something. Watch this. The first thing is, you know, women always feel like, why do men cheat? And the thing about it is this. Is he really cheating? What is cheating? How do you define cheating? You know, some women define cheating as having a conversation or a friendship with another woman that I don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
Some people define cheating as, if you didn't see my pants off and I'm not in bed with her, I wasn't cheating. You know what I mean? Everybody defines cheating differently. See, the thing about it is this, and this is what we always have to keep in mind. Women love who they have sex with,
mm-hmm.
and men don't necessarily have sex with who they love.
I agree. I totally, 110%
okay?
agree with that.
So what happens is, all the time, men can really have sex with women and still really only love the woman they're with at home.
True, true.
And that's
I've told women friends of mine, I could have sex with a woman literally 200 times.
And not care nothing about her.
And never be in love with her. But if the right woman cooks me some chicken wings, oh, man, I'm in love. I'm seeing stars. Oh, man, I want to buy.
But see.
Alan, you're stupid.
But women are different. Women love who they have sex with. And see, that is the reason why. And men know that. Men know that even when women give it up easily, they end up falling in love with that man because they automatically have an intimate love connection with who they have sex with. And the ones who tell you that they don't are straight lying. That's why when women cheat on men, they feel some kind of way about it because they know it's not just a physical thing with women, that there's a connection, there's an emotional tie, an emotional connection that a man has reached or touched to get that woman to sleep with him. So that's why they take it so personally. Women take it personally when men cheat on them and have sex with other women because they think that men are having that emotional connection. And they think that that man is cheating and betraying them when actually, what's love got to do with it? It's not about love at all for some men. You know,
now, you know, I'm 718. I'm going to take you next, 718. But before I take you, 718, now some woman dropped some knowledge on me at a my book, Mode 1, Let the Women Know What You're Really Thinking. And, hey, if you got Mode 1, read Chapter 6. It deals with a lot of stuff. Chapter 6, page 84, Mode 1. Let the women wait a minute. Did I say Mode 1? I'm going to give you a third try, Stephanie. Say Mode 1.
Mode 1.
Mode 1.
Alan Roger Curry.
Up front and straightforward.
Alan Roger Curry.
There's a woman, I was at a book signing in California, and this woman said one of the reasons why women tend to develop an emotional attachment to guys that they have sex with, unlike men, is because there's this chemical in you guys' system called oxytocin, something like that. I'm probably mispronouncing it. But she said women, it's in their DNA to want to fall in love with a guy they have sex with because their body is assuming that the guy who they're having sex with is going to be the father to their children. So they naturally want to bond to the potential father of their children. And I have to be honest, that made me rub my chin like, wow. If that's true, that's deep. That's deep. I don't know if that is true, but it would make sense.
I don't know that that's true.
What's that?
The only reason why I'm going to tell you that I don't know that that's true is because women who choose to be called girls or prostitutes or, you know, just straight out there like that, they're not falling in love with the men they're sleeping with.
Well, that's true, too. Okay. Now, 718, you are now up front and straightforward with Alan Roger Curry and my guest, Ms. Stephanie Jones. What's your question or comment? I hear myself in the background.
Yeah, hey, what's up? How you doing?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, can you turn me down in the background?
Oh, can I?
Yeah, I hear my echo. I hear an echo of myself.
Oh, okay, all right. I have my computer on. Okay, you hear me good now?
Yeah, I can hear you good. I just don't like that, you know, echo.
Oh, okay, good. Hey, what's happening? Hey, Stephanie, what's going on?
Hi, how are you?
Okay, what's your name?
Okay, my name is James. I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn, New York?
Yeah.
What's your question or comment?
Okay, now, as far as, like, in the church and stuff like that, most of the girls, basically, you could just similar to what you were talking about before, for some guys, like myself, sometimes you could see when they say, oh, well, I'm about the church, I'm about this, I'm about that. You know, that's not really true. So why is there such a big front behind it? Is there a reputation that they're worried about, or is this that there's something trying to hold themselves to the religion that they're involved with?
Well, I think, first of all, you have to understand that the most natural thing for us as human beings to do is to cover up. You know, a lot of people can't even handle or face who they are themselves. So
right.
Why are they going to show it to you? You know what I mean? And then church has so many unrealistic expectations of people, you know, and it has gone into as far as to have people think less of themselves when they
right.
fall short. You know, so everyone's trying to live up to this image and this standard that is so unrealistic for anyone who has blood in their body who's human, because none of us is perfect, that, you know, people just are too scared to be who they are because they're ostracized, they're looked down upon. I mean, come on, how many people do you know at the church, you know, people talking about, oh, that sister's skirt is too short, or she's got on those stiletto heels, or she's a Jezebel, or she's a this. You know, we want to label people all the time, and we want to pass judgment on them. But you know what? The bottom line is you need to look at yourself and be true to who you are. And I don't even think they're trying to fake the funk on purpose. I think people just are not comfortable in their own skin with who they are, and they can't just be upfront about it. They can't handle the truth.
Makes sense, makes sense.
All right, thanks, brother.
Okay, no problem. All right, Mo.
Oh, wait, wait. Were you about to say Mo? Say Mo 1.
Mo 1.
I appreciate that, brother. I appreciate that. Yeah, see, the Mo 1 is taking over. It's taking over. It's sweeping the nation, as they say. Mo 1.
Alan Roger Curry.
Mo 1.
Get up front, straightforward.
Mo 1.
Alan Roger Curry.
Hey, we're going to take 510. I see you on the line. I'm going to take one more intermission because we only got about 20 minutes left in the show, so I'm going to take another intermission. Then I'm going to come back with area code 510 and whatever question and comment you have for Miss Stephanie Jones, the author of Can You Handle the Truth? Again, her site is Can You, letter U. Can You Handle the Truth.com. Can You, C-A-N, letter U, Handle the Truth. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Available at McClendonReport.com. How to find a good black man. How.
Hey, this is Dangerous Lee. When you aren't being upfront and straightforward with my man Alan Roger Curry, you should definitely be keeping it dangerous with me and HP every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern by listening to Ask Dangerously Live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Simply direct your computer to AskDangerously.com for your weekly dose of danger. And if you can't get enough of me on Friday nights, join me at MySpace.com/DangerousLee.
Tune into Touching Millions, hosted by Nikki Woods and Tanya Sherrell. Sundays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central on Blog Talk Radio. Be informed. Be empowered. Be connected. Together, we can change the world one life at a time.
Change a life. Change a life.
Touching Millions is brought to you by A Million Women Strong, an organization designed to inform, empower, and connect women all across the globe. For more information, log on to the website, amillionwomenstrong.com.
Change a life. Change a life.
Touching Millions, Sundays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central on Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? This is your radio show host, Nikki Love. And I'm inviting you to come hang out with me on Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Sundays from 8 to 10 p.m. where we debate, we motivate, and we have a good time. Come check out the Nikki Love Show, and that's www.blogtalkradio.com/Nikki Love, and that's NICKYLOVE. See you there.
Are you ready for the best morning show with a legal twist? Then tune in every morning to www.blogtalkradio.com/InTheKnow from 8 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. for Legal Beat in the Morning with Attorney Anthony Reed. Tune in every morning to ask questions about legal issues, discuss hot topics, and start your day off right. Legal Beat in the Morning with Attorney Anthony Reeves on www.blogtalkradio.com/InTheKnow. It's more than a show. It's an experience.
Single, lonely, confused? Join me. I invite you to listen to the most informative and entertaining talk radio show on the internet for single men and single women looking to enhance their social lives, love lives, and or sex lives. Get on the phone right now and tell one or two of your single friends to listen to Upfront and Straightforward with yours truly, Alan Roger Curry, Thursday evenings at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, and 7 p.m. on the West Coast, right here on the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network. Welcome, welcome, welcome back. You are now listening to Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry on the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network. And my guest for the evening is Miss Stephanie Jones. She's the CEO of Will and Word, and she used to have her own cable talk show. She's a motivational speaker. You can find her on blackexperts.com. And also, she's the author of the book, Can You Handle the Truth? Can you handle? Now, I need to ask you a potential favor, Stephanie.
Yes.
And I've had this happen with a few of my guests. Like, I scheduled this show for 90 minutes, but sometimes my chat room would just start demanding, extend, 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 which means they want me to extend it another 15 to 30 minutes. If that ends up being the case, can you flow with that?
I can flow with that. Let me just say, though, my name on my book is Stephanie J.
Stephanie J. I'm sorry, Stephanie J.
J.
Look for Stephanie J., not Stephanie Jones, but Stephanie J.
Yes,
and we are, listeners, if you just tuned in, we are talking about things like sexual duplicity, the Madonna whore complex, and just stuff to do with sexuality and cheating and all that good stuff and everything related to it. And I'm going to take another call. Hey, wait, I need to ask my chat room. Chat room, should I extend? Give me a response in the chat room if you think I should extend the show. Should I extend the show? Oh, I see one. I see two. I see three extends. Four extends. Extend, extend. They love you, Stephanie. They love you. My audience loves you, man. They just love them some Stephanie J. Well, since I extended, that means, chat room, you got to give me another more one chant. And while I'm playing this chant, I know Stephanie's going to do it again. She's going to say, more one.
Alan Roger Curry.
Get up front, straightforward.
Alan Roger Curry.
Okay, we got 510-510. You are up front and straightforward with Alan Roger Curry and my guest, Stephanie J. What's your question or comment?
Ooh, I have several.
Several? Wow. Oh, shoot. She got an encyclopedia worth of comments and questions.
Oh, no. I took notes.
Okay, shoot.
For those that are listening. Okay, let me start with, the cheating thing that people were talking about early. I think that's subjective. My own personal belief is unless you are married, if you're, just dating somebody, even if you're living with them, you're still single, and you can do whatever you want to do. That's my own personal policy. Number two, there are a lot of double standards with regard to women's sexuality. That is definitely religion-based, and it has to do with the fact that men know that women are much more sexual than they are, and men want to control that. The reason is because when women have sex, men want to know that the child that is the product of that sexual encounter is really theirs. So by controlling women's sexuality, by making them feel guilty, feel controlled and obligated due to the title of marriage, they can keep control of what women do, women's sexuality, women's orgasms, women's pleasure, and everything else. And that's why religion is so controlling about women. If you notice, men are kind of held in a different standard
in high regard, whereas women are controlled in every single aspect. Do you I mean, have you really checked that out, Alan? Have you really thought about that?
Oh, of course. I'm mulled over a lot of what you said. Okay, let me ask you before you go on. Do you think, this is going to be a strong question now, do you think the Bible was written by a bunch of egotistically insecure guys who wanted to just suppress the women's sexuality?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. I think the Bible is nothing, it's on a par with Grimm's fairy tale.
Wow!
Wow, man,
it's some listeners I know going, blasphemous, that's blasphemous for you to say. You know, the Bible is the best-selling book in the world?
Sorry.
So, let me ask you this then. Are you saying you're agnostic and or atheist?
No, not, I just don't believe in the Bible.
You believe in a higher being, you believe in God, but you don't believe.
No, wait. I believe that there is definitely some intelligence out there that is better than what we are.
Mm-hmm.
But that, is it in the form that is presented to us in that book? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So I believe, you know, there's too many versions of it. You know what I mean? Which one are you supposed to believe? And there's also a lot of stories about the Catholics that have a lot of information that would totally rock the foundation of religion stored in the Vatican. So if they have all these religious artifacts and religious information and they don't want to let it out because they know it's going to change people's thinking about religion and totally free minds and behavior, you know, religion can control you. Religion makes you predictable. Religion makes people that are in power know what to expect and be able to control you through guilt and, you know, preaching.
I don't want to get into a too lengthy of a discussion over religion in general.
No.
Just only religion as it relates to sex. Okay, let me ask you this. Let's say there was no Bible, and I kind of asked this question to Stephanie earlier. Let's say there was no Bible, no religion. Do you think women would be more open with their sexuality and just getting their freak on at will?
Oh, most death. Most death. That's what makes women feel bad is, you know, is guilt, because they're not viewed as ladies, they're not viewed as proper, they're not accepted. You know, like she said, you know, women are very interested in sex. Women are multi-orgasmic. Who would not want to experience that on a daily basis? But, you know, if you're told that it's bad to do that and it's not right, it's not normal, you know, you see what I mean?
Well, can I ask you a personal question, Ms. Harbee?
Well, what happens is, what happens is we're kind of confusing a couple things, because really, in all actuality, in dealing with the religious aspect and the control part and the sex thing, remember this. The only thing that control you is what you allow to control you.
Tell it.
So even if something's been put in place, it can only control you if that's where you are. It's not about being religious. It's about being connected with God and having a relationship and being spiritually connected. And then you live your life according to what works for you in the context of what you can live with and what you can live without. And that's just personal choice. Everyone has the freedom of choice. Everyone on this planet can choose to be one way or the other. If you want to say society is correct and that's the reason why you act a certain way, then that's what you feel is correct. And if you feel that you're going to do whatever you want to do because that's how you're living, then that's for you. So remember, there's nobody here telling you how you need to live and how you should live. The standards are imposed by you yourself accepting what someone else says should be for you.
Wow.
And it's just a matter of, like you said, if you adopt it and, you know, adhere to those belief systems and those policies, then you will, you know, kind of control yourself and your behavior in accordance with that religion. But
not necessarily in that religion. And it's not the religion. It's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle choice.
Religion,
it's not the religion.
Religion dictates lifestyle because it tells you what you should and should not do. Because
certain
things, it's a sin, and that controls your behavior.
Let me ask you a question. I don't mean to interrupt. Since you have some of these attitudes, I got to ask you kind of a personal question. As a young lady growing up, were you kind of raised by your parents, other relatives, and, you know, peers to be the quote unquote innocent, wholesome, good girl?
Kind of a mixture, because my father was very, I had a very close relationship with him, and he was real, you know, he was real with me. He's like, you know, you're going to have these feelings, and, you know, men are going to come around, they're going to say this, they're going to say that. You know, you have to decide what you want to do. He never told me what not to do, never. But, you know, he put enough information in my head that it enabled me to make a smart choice about the men that I wanted to do whatever I wanted to do with. So it was, it's kind of a mixture, but my family was not religious at all. We you know, there was no church involved, no praying, no God, no nothing. We did,
and see,
know,
I'm just the opposite. My family was very religious, and there was church involved, and there was God involved. But yet, see, this is the point. There was no church involved in your upbringing. There was nothing but church in my upbringing, but yet we still have the same point of view. So religion and religious practices did not infiltrate my thinking on what's suitable and what's not suitable. But I will have to say this. I don't believe that the Bible esteems men over women. And it just depends on how you accept the word, because guess what? However you accept the word is what it shall be for you. Because there are many instances in the Bible where women are not only esteemed, but they were judges. Deborah was a judge. They were queens. They were leaders. Priscilla and Aquila, I mean, women were in leadership roles actually making a difference. But unless people are very privy and knowledgeable of the word, they would never know that. In fact,
that's true, but think back to their relationships and what it says about marriage and men in that kind of situation. That's what I'm talking about. You can go outside the house and do whatever you want to do. When you get home, your man
actually,
is
you
the couldn't. One in control.
Actually, no. That's not true. In all honesty, the relationship between man and woman scripturally is actually such a sacred relationship that if men and women who were not even Christian or religious believers actually took that into context for themselves, we would have more families intact. Because the relationship between men and women biblically, sexually, through marriage, through relationships, is this. Men are to love their wives. Men should love their wives. And the reason why is because women who feel that love from a man, who feel that they're getting love from a man, that's the end-all, be-all for them. That's all any woman wants. Any woman on this planet, the only thing she wants is for her man to love her. And she knows that when that man loves her, she's a better woman. She wants to do more. She wants to be more. She's got his back as long as she knows that man loves her. And then the Bible says that women are to submit to their husbands. And submit is a yielding. And what that means is giving him the honor of being the head and the leader, not being controlling, because any man knows who is the leader of his house, that when you yield to your wife's voice and understand that she has a voice in things, you truly do have the power. And that is an acknowledging that she has a say-so in things. And that's
okay.
A true relationship.
Don't mean to cut you off, but yeah, we
no
kind of went too long on this segment. But hey, thanks, Ms. Heartbeat, for calling in. Appreciate that. Let me ask you, Stephanie.
Yeah.
Do you think it takes a certain type of man to bring out a woman's freaky side? For example, do you think a nerd or geek type guy could bring out a woman's freaky side, or does it have to be a guy who's like got that thuggish edge about him? Or,
well, the first thing is, let's be real about it. It depends on what you're working with, okay? Let's be real, okay? Because, I mean, it's but so much freaking a man can do if he's not really working with what he needs to be working with. Okay. All right. So
you said a brother got to be endowed, huh?
Well, I mean, well, you know,
be real, be upfront and straightforward.
You can't miss what you never had. You can't miss what you never had. Mm-hmm. Which is why some men like to have girls who ain't never had nobody before.
Ooh.
Okay. So getting back, okay, you get my drift?
I'm feeling
so,
it, sister.
So the bottom line is, if you don't know what to do, how would you know what to bring about? That's on both sides of the equation.
Mm-hmm.
If a man's never seen it, been exposed to it, or done it before,
he's not going to know what to do with you. And the same with a woman. Mm-hmm. So somebody has to bring it out. And if it's the nerd who's never been exposed, what is he going to do but be what he's been exposed to? We are the product of our experiences, period.
Now, let me ask you this. How much, you know, the Madonna whore complex, Ms. Freud's theory, was based on the relationship between the son and the mother.
Right.
Let me ask you, how
much
do you...
Much like the Oedipus.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Yeah, very closely related. How much do you think it is important for a woman, how much do you think a woman's relationship with her father affects her romantic and sexual relationships with men?
It absolutely impacts it completely. And but guess what? Guess what relationship affects it more?
What?
The relationship she has with her mother.
Oh, really?
Let me tell, oh, absolutely.
Enlighten me, sister.
Okay, people always think, and it's the same with boys and the same with men. See, the thing about it is, and what people don't realize is, people think that the families are breaking up and are on the demise because the men are outside of the home and they're absent. But I'm here to tell you that the relationship that is of the most influence in any child's life is the relationship with mother. And if the families aren't working out right and the children aren't working right, it's because of the relationship with the mother. See, the child has the attachment from conception to the mother. That is where the child connects and lives for the first 9 months of life. And everything that that child does is to please the mother. So if the mother's in the home and is ragging down the father and is putting down men, whether it's a boy child or a girl child, that's what the child receives. Not the fact that the man's not there, or not even the fact that the man is trying, but whatever the mother is saying. It all goes back to the mother. So when women have issues with men as adults, people like to say it's because of their fathers. But I guarantee you that 9 times out of 10, it's whatever image that mother placed on that child about the father, not necessarily anything that the father did.
Well, you know, all this mother talk made people in the chat room start talking about, you know, Mother's Day is coming up Sunday. Son, you gotta love mama. You gotta love mama.
Yes, I always love my mama.
Yeah, love your mother on Sunday, Mother's Day, Sunday, May 11th. But, yeah, that's an interesting point that you make, Stephanie, that because that's been talked with about a couple other guests I had, is that when children see the woman in the house disrespecting the man,
that's what
then
they
it's hard for them to grow up and have respect for man.
And the boys to feel like they are men. Because guess what? The bottom line is this. I have a son. I have 2 daughters. I insist that my daughters respect their older brother. I insist. I'm a single parent.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that I can't teach my son how to be a man, but I can teach him how to treat a lady.
You go ahead, sister.
So I don't worry about the rest. And guess what? My son is not my man, and I don't put that on him.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Wait, you got 2 sons and a daughter or 2 daughters and a son?
2 daughters and 1 son.
And are you teaching your daughters to respect men? You say you teach them to respect the older brother?
Respect the older brother and respect him as a man. Yes, he's the head of the house because he is the man in this house. And what I like, for example, you know, they don't want to do, they want him to share in the same type of housework that they do. I don't allow it. No, that's not what happens. Men are providers. Men do this. Women do this. And it may be archaic. But there's a reason for that, you know. You have to have a responsibility as nurturer. And if you are not nurturing a healthy relationship where people are identified in clear gender and clear roles and clear expectations, then you've got a bunch of mess on your hands. Why do you think you got so many boys out here acting like they're girls?
So in other words, when you said clear about your intentions, are you saying
yes.
that men and women need to be upfront and straightforward
yes.
with each other?
Yes, yes.
So
why
in other
not?
Words, you're saying they need to be more one.
I think so.
Well, okay, Stephanie, it's time for another Mo. Go ahead and say it for me.
Mo one.
Mo one.
Alan Roger Curry.
Mo one.
You're up front and straightforward.
Mo one.
Alan Roger Curry.
Stephanie, okay, going back to the women being sexually duplicitous, not to say men are, men are sexually duplicitous too.
Yeah, they are.
Why? Here's the thing. Women, I know a lot of women who masturbate, but man, they try to keep that the biggest secret in the world. Why do you think women are so sensitive about the fact that they like to use their jackrabbit and silver bullet and all that other stuff?
Well, it depends on the woman, because not all women, you know, hide what they do. It goes back to being comfortable with who you are, being comfortable in your skin and comfortable with yourself. You know, believe it or not, I'm going to be honest with you.
Be honest. Be upfront and straightforward, Stephanie.
I am, because can you handle the truth?
I can handle the truth.
To be perfectly honest with you, you know that women can go without sex a lot longer than men can. It's just a fact. You know?
That ranges from woman to woman.
It does. No, guess what? It's a mental thing, you know. And if your mind is there, then your body's there for women. For women, it's all mental, you know.
I generally agree with that, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's all mental. It's all a mind thing. With men, it's a physical thing before it's a mind thing. You understand? It may not even be a mind thing. So when women have issues with masturbation or vocally admitting that they do so, if they can't admit it or don't like to, that goes back to issues within themselves, their insecurities, their shamefulness, and then just not being who they are. So the bottom line is nothing that you do takes away from the quality of the person that you are if you do not allow it to.
Ain't nothing sexier than a woman who can please herself and make chicken wings. Man,
with
that combination. Woo! Hey, I got much love for women who know how to go into self-pleasure mode and then make some chicken wings after it.
After they wash their hands.
Alan, you're so stupid. You're stupid.
Now, somebody asking me at the same time, Adrian, you know I ain't talking about a woman playing with herself and making chicken wings at the same time. That would be some serious multitasking right there. But yeah, I know a lot of women don't like to admit that, although it's a known fact, the sex toy industry, and everybody knows men don't have no sex toys. The
sex toy industry,
there's a few, but 90% of sex toys is geared towards women, and that's a $1 billion industry.
Oh, really? I'm in the wrong industry. I ain't know.
Oh, yeah, that's man shoe. You know, the show, TV show, Sex in the City made Rabbit a household name. Nobody had ever heard of rabbits before Sex and City. Now all women know what a rabbit is and a silver bullet. Listeners, in case you're naive and been in a cave, a rabbit is like the Mercedes of vibrators. It's a company, a rabbit. They have a best-selling one called Decadent Indulgence. And then there's another one called the Bullet. Women take the bullets to work with them. And but you say it's all about a woman feeling comfortable enough to say, yeah, I'm down with masturbation.
But I mean, I think truthfully, when you're having those discussions, it's supposed to be somebody who's your partner. I mean, you don't go blasting, putting your business or yourself on blast.
Oh, well, yeah, I don't think a woman should go around with a neon sign on her head. No, I wasn't saying that at all. But when I talk about duplicity, and a lot of people get this confused, when I talk about sexual duplicity, I hear a lot of women say, oh, well, Alan, no woman is going to walk around her workplace advertising that she's a freak. Not saying that at all. That's called being private and discreet. So I'm all about a woman being private and discreet. Where I'm more so categorized duplicity is when, say, a woman dates, say she's dating two guys at the same time. And with Brian, she gives him the impression that she's Miss Sunday school teacher, blushes at the word sex, and then with Tyrone, she gives off the impression she could teach a porno star some tricks. So
that's absolutely true. There are women who are absolutely like that. Absolutely.
So, yeah, that's what I'm talking about when I say to play. I'm not saying about being discreet women. So if you're discreet about what you do in the bedroom, I applaud you for that. You shouldn't be putting your business out in the street. I'm not at all criticizing that. I'm talking about the women who are totally different, 180 degrees different with one sex partner than they are with another sex partner.
That's because men can't handle it, though, Alan.
Men can't handle it.
Different men. Some men can't handle it. I'm telling you.
And that's why you said, can you handle the truth, huh?
That's right. Can you handle the truth?
You don't want the truth because deep down in places you don't talk about at parties.
Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Can you handle the truth of who you are? Can you handle the truth of what you like?
Oh, I can handle the truth, baby, of what I like. I like some good chicken wings. I like some rice pudding with raisins. And I like a freaky woman. Freaky woman. And so I don't give me no prude. I don't like no prude. I don't like no verbal prude. Dang, I just put my business out there, didn't I? For all my PG-13 Disney watching listeners, that was just another side of me that came out. Actually, I have my own conservative side. But no, yeah, I can handle the truth about myself because that's I have to. Because if I wasn't about being real, my book would lose credibility. Because that's what
Absolutely.
My book is about. My book probably has a lot of similar themes to your book. Mole One is about being upfront and straightforward with all your desires, all of your romantic and sexual intentions and objectives, and getting out of this whole manipulative game-playing mentality. Because a lot of men and women like to engage in manipulative head games in order to try to, you know, secure someone's romantic and or sexual companionship. And I just think that's it doesn't benefit anybody in the long run.
No, it doesn't.
Wait a minute. Did in talking about my book, did I just say Mole One again? Mole One again? Oh, man, we've been having so much fun tonight with Mole One. Chat room, we just got to do it up again. With the Mole One chat, type it in there, Mole One.
Alan Roger Curry.
You're upfront and straightforward.
Alan Roger Curry.
I'm sorry, that just cracks me up, Stephanie. Let me ask you this question, then we're going to take one more intermission, my final intermission of the night, but do you think nowadays the family dynamics have changed so much from years ago? And along with that, how much do you think our society has changed regarding both casual sex and premarital sex? Because like in my parents' day, premarital sex
was... They got married so they could have sex.
Yeah, exactly. And nowadays, not only is premarital sex accepted, but now you don't even have to be like boyfriend girlfriend with anybody. I mean, it's just like everybody just getting there. So how and why do you think things have just changed over the last, say, 20, 30, 40 years?
Well, I think this. I think that society has become more accepting of people coming out of the closet, so to speak. So remember back in the days, you know, people got married because it was the thing to do in society. It was the acceptable norm. But not only that, a lot of times people got married young because they did want to have sex and they felt like sex was after marriage. So they got married. Now you don't have to get married to have sex. People can just have sex at will. And that's exactly what they're doing. They're having sex whenever they want to have sex because they can. And they don't have to be married. Women are not expecting to be married. There are some who still do. And those are the ones who are usually by themselves. But guess what? There's nothing wrong with that because there are men out here who want that kind of woman and who are willing to be the kind of man to marry those women. So it's all in whatever floats your boat. And, yes, society has definitely transferred, transgressed, digressed, and been nothing more than promoting sexual promiscuity without any level of commitment on any side.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask you a follow up question that, but I'm gonna do the last intermission. Before I do that, I want to acknowledge some people in the chat room. Normally, my show is an hour long, but some people have just struggled in because this has been a 2-hour show. And Stephanie, I want to say I appreciate you staying with me this long. I know we had only agreed on 90 minutes, but I appreciate you've been dropping some great knowledge tonight. And you sound so cute when you say, "Mo." But I want to acknowledge in the chat room a bunch of guests. Guests, register. Go register. Create an account on the main page. Dangerously, what's up, girl? What's happening? Still got Adrian in the chat room. Truly blessed. Glenn, Canadians Rock, Sonny G, Victoria. How's Victoria doing tonight? Annette Jones, Moni G, Miss Heartbeat, Born to Serve, Gina Jarrell. Let me see, who else I got in here? Zen is Real Talk, Sandy, a.k.a. How Elegant, Cruiser, Cali Champ, Anthony, a.k.a. Mr. PG, Purpose One, The Lovologist and His Merlot, Catch a Bottle, Hyper, Dougie, Slap. I appreciate all of you all staying with me this long and enjoying the chat room and enjoying the conversation with my guest and I. You know, Dougie Slap said, "We love you." Oh, man, you get me choked up, Dougie, man. Don't get me choked up like that, man. Man, I see the love I get from my chat room, Stephanie. This is why I do it, to get the love from the chat room. They be typing in more one. So, we're going to do another intermission, and then I'll be right back to kind of start wrapping things up with Miss Stephanie J.
Available at McClendonReport.com. How to find a good black man. 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 Available at McClendonReport.com.
Hey, this is Dangerous Lee. When you aren't being upfront and straightforward with my man Alan Roger Curry, you should definitely be keeping it dangerous with me and HP every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern by listening to Ask Dangerously Live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Simply direct your computer to AskDangerously.com for your weekly dose of danger. And if you can't get enough of me on Friday nights, join me at MySpace.com/DangerousLee.
Tune into Touching Millions, hosted by Nikki Woods and Tanya Sherrell. Sundays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central on Blog Talk Radio. Be informed, be empowered, be connected. Together we can change the world one life at a time.
Change a life. Change a life.
Touching Millions is brought to you by A Million Women Strong, an organization designed to inform, empower, and connect women all across the globe. For more information, log on to the website, amillionwomenstrong.com.
Change a life. Change a life.
Touching Millions, Sundays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central on Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? This is your radio show host, Nikki Love. And I'm inviting you to come hang out with me on Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Sundays from 8 to 10 p.m. where we debate, we motivate, and have a good time. Come check out the Nikki Love Show, and that's www.blogtalkradio.com/Nikki Love, and that's NICKYLOVE. See you there.
Are you ready for the best morning show with a legal twist? Then tune in every morning to www.blogtalkradio.com/InTheKnow from 8 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. for Legal Beat in the Morning with Attorney Anthony Reed. Tune in every morning to ask questions about legal issues, discuss hot topics, and start your day off right. Legal Beat in the Morning with Attorney Anthony Reeves on www.blogtalkradio.com/InTheKnow. It's more than a show. It's an experience.
Single, lonely, confused, join me. I invite you to listen to the most informative and entertaining talk radio show on the internet for single men and single women looking to enhance their social lives, love lines, and or sex lines. Get on the phone right now and tell one or two of your single friends to listen to Upfront and Straightforward with yours truly, Alan Roger Curry, Thursday evenings at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, and 7 p.m. on the West Coast, right here on the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network.
Hey, welcome back to Upfront and Straightforward. You know what? I just lost my guest. I think she has some. Oh, there she is. There she is. Stephanie, you scared me. I thought I lost you.
No, I'm here.
But yeah, we only got about 7-8 more minutes left in the show. And I want to real quickly give another shout out to one of my dogs who's been listening to this show, Irvin. V. Pulliam III, EVP's in town from Seattle. That's me and my brother's dog. Him and my brother, I know they're going to try to hit the links. They think they Tiger Woods 1 and Tiger Woods 2. They love the links. And so much love to you, EVP. And I got a caller 219-219. You're now up front and straightforward with Alan Roger Curry and Stephanie J. What's your question or comment?
Just listening.
Oh, okay, just listening. 219. See, I know who that was. That was my eighth continent, bro. Ham, Steve Curry. 706. What's your question or comment for Miss Stephanie J?
This is just a Dougie Slap calling. I've been in the chat room for the whole show, and I just wanted to call in and say I really enjoyed the show. And my comment is simply that it's very interesting to me that we do have a double standard in our society. Men pretty much can do what they want, and women are expected to stay home, in the kitchen, in the bedroom. That's the standard that we have set. And it's very interesting that we have not evolved to the point in which we simply share love as a sexual experience with people in this country and worldwide.
Good comment, man. And I appreciate you showing me love, man, in the chat room, man. That's much appreciated.
And yep.
Where are you calling from? What area are you in the country?
I live in Rome, Georgia, but I was born in Los Angeles and grew up in San Francisco, and I've lived in 5 states, and now I'm in Rome, Georgia.
Okay.
And I found myself a good black woman, and that's who my girlfriend is here in Rome, Georgia.
Now, is this your first time listening to Upfront and Straightforward?
Yes, it is.
Oh, well, I appreciate you coming through, brother.
Yeah, I'll have to keep my eyes open and check it out again. I have my own Blog Talk Radio show, too. I do a Saturday show with the Weird Talk Radio.
Okay, put your link in the chat room so other people can check it out, man.
Yeah, it's a Weird Talk Radio, and my show is a reality is self-defined as the nature of the self, and I focus more on issues of personal and social development, what works and what doesn't, from a point of psychology and understanding.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling, Dougie. And, just before I wrap up, I got at least one or two more questions for you, Stephanie J.
Okay.
before I ask you these final two questions, just for the last time, would you do me the honor, just one last time, say,
Mode One. You know I'm
tired
now.
Alan Roger Curry.
Upfront, straightforward.
Alan Roger Curry.
Oh, that's a
Alan, you stupid.
Stephanie, what will it take to get this relationship right from both genders' perspective?
The first thing is honest communication, not that fake stuff. Stop telling people what you think they want to hear. Women need to stop thinking they can change a man.
Amen to that, sister.
And stop thinking that he's gonna. Stop thinking he's gonna be who you've designed in your dreams, because that's not the case. What you see is what you get, and if y'all are both upfront about what you see is what you get, then you can just really get it started. Let's get this thing started. You know, you save a lot of time, you save a lot of energy, you save a lot of money, and you save a lot of feelings.
when you can do that. The second thing is a mutual understanding of what the expectations are going to be. You know, I think a lot of times because people aren't friends first and they don't communicate openly, they never know what the other person really expects. Say what you expect. What is it that you expect? Let me know what I'm getting into. Because guess what? This might not be for me. And if you tell me what you expect, I can tell you if I can deliver or not.
Mm-hmm. Man.
The third thing. So
somebody said in the chat room, they said she is on point. See, they love you in the chat room, Stephanie.
Thank you so much.
If
I
you can make
it.
Chicken wing, you ain't talking about no peanut butter and jelly. what was your little secret again?
The secret is after all of the herbs and spices, the basil, the oregano, your little bit of pepper and all of that, your thyme, you put a little sprinkle, you sprinkle some garlic salt on it, then throw it in the flour and fry it.
A woman after my own heart. Okay, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Continue. Oh, yeah. You go ahead, sister. Now, go ahead, break it down some more. I'm sorry I interrupted you.
No, that's okay. So the first thing is communication. The second thing is really articulating what your expectations are. And then the third thing is how about knowing yourself enough to tell your man what your strengths are and your weaknesses so that he knows going in what he's going to have to deal with and contend with, and she's going to know what she's going to have to deal with and contend with. Stop lying about your credit. Stop lying about your habits. Stop lying about your family. Stop lying about where you've been, who you've been with, and just really just be upfront about it. Because at least the person knows what they have to contend with, what they're going to have to work with, what they should, you know, be conceding to, what they need to be patient with, all that stuff. And then the fourth thing that I think will take to get it right is stop listening to other people and letting them define what your relationship should be, what it should look like, and who you should be with. If everybody would shut everybody else up in their circle and just do them, then relationships would have a different take.
You are solid in your wisdom, Ms. Stephanie J. I have truly, truly, truly enjoyed you. You have not uttered a false note in this whole conversation. And trust me, I put people on blast when I think they're saying something that's highly invalid. But I've really enjoyed it. Somebody asked, do you have a MySpace page?
My son is working on it. I have my
her
website.
Her son is working on it, Lavologist. But you can right now
truth.
Find her at Can You Handle the Truth? I put the link in the chat room. C-A-N, letter U, handle the truth. And
.com.
Yeah, I'm going to have to, .com. I'm going to have to read a book because, honestly, I haven't read it yet, but I can tell it has similar themes to my own book. And
One more thing, Alan.
Uh-huh.
I have an internet radio show that airs Mondays through Fridays, 11:30 a.m. to 12 noon every day on hdms.net called Can You Handle the Truth?
HD, what's that now?
HD as in David, M as in Mary, S.net. It airs every day, Monday through Friday, 11:30 a.m. to 12 noon.
What you say? You say you want to have me as a guest on your internet radio show?
Yes, you want to be on my show. You
so
might have
sweet.
To be a recurring guest, a monthly guest. Once a month, we're going to have Mode 1.
No, you know what you say. Mode 1. Chat room, I have to do it just one last time. Let's go for it.
Alan Roger Curry.
You're up front and straightforward.
Alan Roger Curry.
Hey, folks, I'm out of here. Join me next week. Ian Coburn, he will be with me. Have a great evening. Thank you for joining me. Thank you, Stephanie J. Take
Thank
care,
you.
Folks.
Good night.
And it ain't till 12 till the party really starts. And I always had to be home by 10, right before the fun was about to begin. Crowds of people lined up in the spot and out. Just one reason to rock the house.
But in the daytime, the streets were clear. You couldn't find a good freak anywhere, cause
the winds come out at night. The winds come out at night. The winds come out at night.
Freaks come out.
The winds come out at night. The winds come out at night. The winds come out at night. The winds come out at night.
Freaks come out.
The winds come out at night.
Now when freaks get dressed, go out at night. They like to dance as a jack.
Blog Talk Radio.